Hello, good people, and welcome to the Belonging Exchange Conversations, where we explore inspiring stories and the power of community. My name is Dr. Brad Miller, and this is episode number 3 of a 3-part limited series of 3 episodes, where we talk about encouragement and diversity and the experiences from the Trifling Picnic and the Belonging Exchange launch, which happened on August 4th, 2024, in Bloomington, Indiana, at the invitation of Phil and Elaine Amberson, who are the founders of the new organization, the Belonging Exchange. And the Trifling Picnic was their unique way to launch the Belonging Exchange, which is all about bringing together individuals from various backgrounds, academics, faith-based communities, social services, civic organizations, and then conversations that took place in a picnic setting to reveal the profound impact of connecting diverse groups and the value then of shared experiences and fostering harmony, understanding, and positive change in our communities. So, among other things in this podcast episode, we discuss overcoming willful blindness to celebrating connections and nurturing social capital. And the guests we have in this episode share their insights and their personal stories that highlight the importance of unity and collective action, taking care of our assets that we bring to the table. Whether it's about building meaningful relationships, creating innovative educational opportunities, or contributing to social change, in this episode of Belonging Exchange Conversations, there are some great conversations to inspire and encourage you to see the power in coming together. So if you missed the first 2 episodes in this limited edition series about the Belonging Exchange Conversations, I just encourage you to go back and listen to those so you can find more about the full story of the vision of the Belonging Exchange from Phil and Elaine Amerson, and to hear more great stories. You can always find out more about the Belonging Exchange itself by visiting our website at belongingexchange.org. So now it's time to join the conversation and the fun at the Trifling Picnic launch of the Belonging Exchange.
Okay, my name is Dr. Dakir Abdullah. I'm originally from Alabama. I came to Indiana University to get my PhD in African American and African Diaspora Studies, with a PhD minor in sociology. Presently, a master's in library science student specializing in indigenous humanities. I'm here because a good friend of mine, Dr. Philip Amerson, invited me to this. I didn't get a chance to come last year, but I was happy to come this time.
Awesome, we're glad you're here. Hey, you're part of the kind of an academic world, and in this event, there's people who are academics, there's people in the social services, there's business people, faith-based communities, other folks coming together. What do you think is the value of people from all these diverse backgrounds coming together to try to meet one another and exchange ideas and maybe something new come out of that? What do you think is the value of that?
I think the value of it is pretty much kind of like what you're saying. Because one thing is like, it's always important for like multiple different people and people from different like ethnic backgrounds or spiritual type of worldviews and everything like that to kind of come together, because many people think they have a monopoly on what's considered like the proper perspective to have on life or the proper like type of political view, you know, even some things that are personal are considered political, like, you know what I mean, depending on how you define yourself as in terms of like ethnicity, gender, and all these kind of different things. So it's very important to have people from different backgrounds, different social classes, and so on and so forth, to kind of come together and be able to provide like their viewpoints and to be able to provide like extra insights that other people couldn't possibly perceive or even kind of like think up because they didn't come from those particular backgrounds. And then, you know, this can help generate harmony and different things like that, because like in many cases, like ignorance comes from the very fact that those people don't interact with those people. You know what I mean? Right. So I think this is very beneficial in that kind of way.
So the interaction, a couple of key words I loved what you shared there was harmony. It seems to me like harmony can't really happen if you have people singing different notes in different buildings or whatever it would be. So you think there's some value about how something like this might be able to build something new or some new, whatever they would be, events or classes or educational opportunities to can be help raise the greater good? Do you think that kind of thing can happen?
Probably, like, definitely so. The thing is like some of these people, like you said, come from different like type of communities, some from different charitable organizations, like particularly like Philip Emerson, who is a member of Rotary Club and different things like that. And then, of course, like, I'm a member of the Rotary Club. And so, like, definitely something definitely new can kind of come out of this. And the very fact of, you know, people who have, it seems to me like the people that are involved are very much invested to help, like, the community, and also invested to kind of, like, further mankind in different positive ways and stuff like that. So, and definitely, like, a lot of division does come from people having different views and stuff like that, but as I spoke about before, it's important for people to kind of like come together and be able to hear some of those viewpoints, because certain things that you might have disagreed with before, you might, it might have been a disagreement coming from somewhere where you didn't probably understand a particular viewpoint, you know what I mean? So yeah. Things like that.
So when you hear and you learn from each other, some good things can happen. So thanks for sharing with us. Tell us one more time your name and where you're from.
Okay, so my name is Dr. Dakir Abdullah. I'm originally from Dayton, Alabama, and I live here in Bloomington, Indiana right now, and affiliated with IU in some capacity.
My name is Shauna Murphy. I'm from Indianapolis. I am the proud parent of Matthew Ballard. I always say that. Okay. I'm Indianapolis, and I'm here to support my friend Phil and to catch up with some old friends that I've not seen in a while, so it's going to be a good time.
Good time. We're here at a picnic. There's supposed to be a good crowd expected, called the Trifling Picnic. Trifling kind of means kind of unexpected or sometimes overlooked. And I think, if I'm understanding, the group here is looking to uncover overlooked persons and talents. Do you see any of that opportunity, how sometimes people are kind of looked over and there's some things that we can see that are good things that people can offer to the greater good?
Absolutely. It's willful blindness.
Willful blindness.
It's willful blindness. And it's a matter of removing the scales that prevent us from seeing the people that are always in front of us. Talents are always evident, but if we're not looking for them for whatever reason, we're willfully passing up on all the abundance that God has to offer us.
Willful blindness. I love that. That's a great phrase to describe what can be addressed here today. And do you think events such as this and how it might lead to other events or programs or various forms of service can be a part of removing that willful blindness and being people to be see what they have not seen before?
If people are courageous, it takes an amount of courage to be willing to see those that you have willfully elected to not see. Awesome. And it takes an amount of courage to acknowledge the flaw in what has been missed and not seen on others. The other thing is that if we are good at what we do at Trifling Picnics and other events like this, then more of these will happen organically. You and I will get together, yeah, and invite some of the folks that you know, and we continue to grow that network of love and support and abundance around us.
And that network can make a big difference towards of just improving the life and lifestyle and the quality of life for everybody, right?
Absolutely. Connection improves life.
Yeah.
You see that in all the different billboards that are going around now around the opioid addictions.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about connection helps prevent relapse. So if we can just get people connected, we can't solve all the problems, but the problem of loneliness, which is an epidemic right now, is a problem that's easily solved when we remove the scales that prevent us from seeing one another as humans, as children of God.
Awesome. Love that turn of a phrase. Well, tell us one more time your name and where you're from. And while you're here.
I'm Shauna Murphy. I'm from Indianapolis, and I'm here to just watch abundance grow.
My name is Tom True, and we live in Franklin, Indiana now, just on the southeast corner of the Franklin College, and we're brought here through Philip's friendship.
So Philip Amers, we're talking about
That's
here.
Correct.
This organization, this event's called the Trifling Picnic, part of kind of the launching of an organization called the Belonging Exchange.
That's correct.
So having said that, trifling and belonging and an exchange, tell me a little bit of what those three words might mean about what we're doing here today, What are we belonging to, and what are we exchanging, and what's trifling about it?
Well, it's trifling because it's not technically organized top-down. It's more just experiential, being here. It's in a picnic kind of setting. It's belonging because we all belong. We belong to each other. No matter how much we try to deny it, no matter how much we try to avoid it, the reality is we are a part of each other. And so the exchange then is the exchange that takes place within us, the spirit that boosts each other. This your spirit that feeds me and my spirit that feeds you. And so all being together, we all belong in that.
Awesome. Do you think this is the type of thing that could be build some momentum about how events of this can lead to, I don't know, programming or other things that can happen that can kind of build that connection, kind of that intersection of faith-based groups and civic-minded groups, business, what have you? Do you think there's some opportunities here for something to grow out of this?
Exactly. And that's what has taken place over the last 10 or 11 years when Phil and Elaine have sponsored this. Yeah. And it began as just exactly what you were saying, an exchange, an interaction, a sharing with each other. As you well know, being a pastor, the annual conference has tried to organize this kind of thing over and over and over. Yeah. They've tried to put people in small groups right after they come out of seminary and tried to build that community. And it just is very difficult to build from a top-down model.
Sure. So this might be coming, kind of uncovering the gifts that are already there and letting something grow out of that, huh?
Exactly.
Good. Well, good. Well, thanks for sharing. Tell us one more time your name and where you're from and what brings you here.
I'm Tom True. I'm from Franklin, Indiana, retired pastor.
I'm Jan True, and I'm from Franklin, Indiana.
And what brings you here to this event here today?
We are friends with Phil and Elaine Amerson and have been to their trifling picnic several times. And then he invited us to come and be a part of this celebration and to enjoy being together. So we've been here and are helping out and look forward to meeting lots of new people.
So bringing people together and meeting new people seems to be the kind of the theme of what this event is about, particularly how meeting new people from various backgrounds may lead to some other good things happening from that. And this may be a little hard to anticipate, but have you seen times when bringing people together has led to something cool happening? Have you seen that type of thing happen?
Something cool?
Something cool when people from different backgrounds come together to create something new.
Exactly, because I think we fear what we don't understand and we don't know how to interact with people who are different than we are. And this gives us an opportunity to talk to one another and to learn from them and a better understanding and how we can hopefully work together in this world and make the world a kinder place.
The world needs to be a kinder place, does it not?
Oh, my. We need to be more accepting of one another and appreciate our differences and celebrate those and celebrate the connections we have.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. Tell us one more time your name and where you're from.
I'm Jan True from Franklin, Indiana.
My name is Mary Dickin. I drove here from Indianapolis, and I don't know if I'd say I'm from Indianapolis, but that's where I live currently.
Sure.
And what brought me here, I've been coming to this for a number of years, friends with Phil and Elaine, and friends with other folks who are just are part of this community, and always have enjoyed just some of the interesting conversations that come up here, some of the interesting people I've met, things like that.
Yeah. The name of this new organization, the picnic's been around for a while.
Yeah.
But it's Belonging and Exchange.
Yeah.
I'm interested in your take on the combination of those two terms and what meaningful that may have for you and how that can lead to something new moving forward. Belonging and Exchange. Give me your take on that.
Yeah. I think both words, they invoke images of community. So thinking about what are spaces we belong to, what is it that we both offer and receive in community. If you want to use kind of like our more technical jargon, the idea of like social capital, right? Yeah. But thinking about the relationships we build and how there's a mutuality in that, and that in doing that, that's how we build these spaces of belonging for people.
Yeah. And those social capital, a part of that seems to be the purpose of this organization is to bring people together of diverse backgrounds.
Yeah.
Faith-based communities, civic communities, racial-oriented things, human services, all kinds of things coming together. What do you think is the value of bringing these diverse folks together to create some new energy moving forward? What's the value of that?
Yeah, well, so I think we're all limited in who we interact with, right?
Yeah.
A lot of that is by virtue of where we live, unless we have chosen to live in places that are intentionally diverse. We know that statistically, most people live around people like them. Most people go to church with people like them. Most people work with people like them. So unless you're kind of intentionally cultivating spaces where you're going to interact with diverse people, it's not going to happen. And I think we miss out when we don't have those kind of interactions. We miss out on certainly just relationships with interesting people. I think the communities that we can create are rich in terms of just the diversity of life experience, the diversity of thought, the diversity of even just thinking about places we come from, right? And how that informs our ways of viewing the world.
Do you think maybe this, a vision moving forward could be this social gatherings of this and such could lead to some other things, educational opportunities, working groups, anything like that to raise the greater good? Does that possibility at least exist?
Absolutely. I think relationships are the undergirding of all those kind of efforts of social change. I think meaningful change in our communities and society as a whole, they come about through relationships that we have built with people. And those relationships take time. They don't come about just from making a call
right.
and sitting down and having a meeting with somebody over an agenda. You can have some change happen that way, but that's not your lasting change that we want to see in our community.
And some of that happens when you come together face-to-face or in small groups, interpersonally.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for being here. Tell us one more time your name and where you're from and what brings you here.
Yeah, my name is Mary Dickin. I am from Indianapolis, and what brings me here is that Bill and Elaine invited me, and I have found this to be a place of great joy and connection.
My name is Mark Dickin. I live in Newburgh, Indiana, down along the Ohio River near Evansville. And I'm here because I was invited by Phil and Elaine Amerson, and came last year and decided to come back again because it's a great opportunity to connect with some people that I know and a lot of people that I don't know yet.
Yeah, that connecting with people that we know and also don't know, it seems to be a part of the purpose of this event, belonging and exchanging of ideas. And people are coming from diverse backgrounds, faith-based, civic, community organizations. What do you think is the value of coming together?
I think
different groups here.
I'm a big fan and believer in diversity. So I think having folks from different backgrounds is extremely important. It's too easy for us to live in a bubble.
Mm, yeah.
And only interact with people that inhabit the same bubble, only read or listen to voices that are within the same bubble. So it's a good thing. Break out of your bubble from time to time.
Break out of the bubble. I love it. And to be intentional about doing that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it maybe can lead to other things happening, whether it be, I don't know, educational opportunities or building new methods to serve the greater good?
The possibilities are, I don't want to say they're limitless, but they're probably numerous.
Yeah.
So why not give it a shot?
And there's definitely, with the polarization you sort of touched on there, a need for this type of thing.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for sharing. Glad that you're here. Tell us one more time your name and where you're from and what brings you here.
I'm Mark Dickin. I'm from Newburgh, Indiana. And I'm here because I was invited by Phil and Elaine Amerson, and I had
I know that some of my retired clergy colleagues have been here in the past, so I'm here too.
My name is Sherry Clay, and I'm from Bloomington, Indiana.
And what brings you to this event, the Trifling Picnic at the Belonging Exchange today? Why are you here?
Phil and Elaine invited me. I work with Elaine at the Housing Authority of Bloomington. I serve on the board with her there. I'm her vice chair of that board, so community involvement's really important to me.
Sure. So the Housing Authority has to do with trying to make sure... Well, tell me a little bit.
The Housing Authority is... we used to be considered public housing through the head department. We're now, we've done what is considered a RAD conversion, which means it's a rental assistance demonstration is what RAD stands for. We're now a project-based voucher program, which means we have private investors to get the remodeling done. So we still get money from HUD, but most of our funding to get the remodeling done came from private investors.
Yeah.
So I help with, on the board, I help with finalizing policy and procedure on how the Housing Authority is ran. It's a neighborhood. It has three sites. We have two on the northwest side of Bloomington called Crestmont and Reverend Butler, and one south of town called Walnut Woods. It's off of Miller Drive. There is mixed senior citizens live there, families with children, even single young adults live there in all three of our complexes. So that's our newest complex. The Lindbergh or the Crestmont part is the oldest. It's over 60 years old now.
Okay. Do you think there's some value in your role in dealing with housing here in Bloomington of getting crossing paths with people who are also have the community's best interest in mind, whether it's a faith-based group or a civic group or a business group? Do you think there's some value in bringing people together?
Yeah, I do.
For the greater good?
I think it helps for lay people to understand what people in poverty go through. Mm-hmm. And I try to use my voice for that because I live on a fixed income and all that. So I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. So I try to advocate for those people and make sure that they have safe, reliable, affordable housing. And that's one of the things that, I'm trying to make sure that happens here in town, is keeping our neighborhood affordable, but also helping bring other affordable housing to Bloomington.
Awesome. So looks like there's going to be quite a few people here doing just what we discussed here, mm-hmm. bringing people together.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a vision moving forward how this could be a impetus or a way to make a greater impact on all the things that you care about?
I think it's a good way for me to make connections with other people in the city, who might be interested in coming and volunteering in my neighborhood, helping with events or bringing different programming to the neighborhood, whether it be classes on how to cook or budgeting, whatever. We always have ideas that we want to do and we always need help. In fact, last week we just did a back-to-school bash for the kids in our neighborhood. We provided backpacks, headphones, shoes, and socks for about 75, 80 kids in our neighborhood. So that's something we do every year. So that helps. I think this would be a good way for me to make more connections in the community to help with donations or even just volunteer as people.
So from practical application.
Yes, yes.
What we're doing here today.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for being here. Share us one more time your name and where you're from and who you represent here.
I'm Sherry Clay, and I'm from Bloomington, Indiana, and I serve on the board with Elaine at the Bloomington Housing Authority.
I'm Marianne Moma, and I live in Indianapolis, and I guess I'm here because Phil and Elaine have been friends for a long time and went to their first Trifling Picnic when they lived up in the northern part of the state.
Yeah.
So here I am again.
Here you are again. So Belonging Exchange, when you put those words together and we're here to do something kind of community-based, yeah. I know, what's your vibe and what this is all about? What's the purpose of this? And maybe where's that going to take us next steps?
Well, for me, I think it's all about how we understand that we belong together in this endeavor of life, that we're not doing it alone. We're doing it with our friends and our family, and hopefully making new friends today. So
it's also my understanding it has something to do with the intersection between faith-based groups and
civic-oriented
groups.
Yes,
It's kind of always been the purpose of the church. I know you're a longtime clergy person, but it doesn't always happen that way, does it?
It doesn't always happen that way, but it does. I think there are moments when it does, and when it happens that way, it's just glorious.
Well, this is kind of an intentional way of going about that, right?
Yes, and finding ways where our lives intersect, not just in the church, but in our daily lives, in the connections that we have with one another that give us joy.
Awesome. But joy is a key part of it, right?
Right.
Right.
My name is Linda Allen. I live here in Bloomington, and I'm one of the Habitat family.
Awesome. And you are? What's your name?
Brandon. I am 10 years old, and I'm also with Long.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about this organization that you're a part of here today. A lot of people are coming together from different walks of life, and they're applying this opportunity to come together to do some good. And you've been kind of a beneficiary of some of this good, have you not?
I have definitely been the beneficiary. Our house is going to be finished sometime after the first of the year. Construction's been being done, and we've been working towards that goal. And it's been a remarkable opportunity.
Tell me about you. What has been the good thing about you about working together on this project for your own home?
Well, children are not allowed to be on the construction site, so I have no idea, honestly.
Okay. But you're going to benefit from it, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about this organization here. Is coming together with different people, you know, business interests, faith-based groups, civic groups, all coming together to do some good. What do you think is the value of that? Coming together, different groups to do some good.
I think getting community together, helping one another, learning each other's stories is going to benefit all of us.
Does it motivate you in some way or another to give something back as well, now that you've been a beneficiary of this?
Absolutely. I've always believed that it's important to give back to our community. I've worked with literacy programs through the libraries. I've worked with the Humane Society. I've fostered animals for them. And it's just a circle.
Yeah.
We all need to help each other.
So it is, as the name implies, benefit exchange, or benefit exchange, belonging exchange. When you belong to something greater than self, and you kind of exchange your gifts, some good things can happen, right?
Absolutely.
So let's look forward to more good things, not only Habitat for Humanity houses, but homes, but other things as well, right?
It's a fabulous organization.
Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
Just thanking everyone in the community today to come together and celebrate friendship and...
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing one more time your name, where you're from, and what you're all about here.
Okay. My name is Linda Allen. I'm from Bloomington, and I'm representing Habitat for Humanity.
And there you have it, a series of great conversations and music from the Belonging Exchange at the Trifling Picnic, all a part of launching this new organization called the Belonging Exchange, about building harmony and community together. I think you saw in this episode, episode number 3 of 3, a great example in the very last interview that we had with Linda Allen and her son, Brandon Allen, who were the recipients Habitat of Humanity build in Bloomington, Indiana. And they talked about, Linda particularly, about the partnership that goes into that aspect, into coming together to have a place to live and to reside, and the partnership that that's all about. And I think something like Habitat for Humanity is an embodiment of much of what the Belonging Exchange is all about, building community by different entities coming together and to enrich the overall life and to provide some practical application of a sense of coming together. And I think there's some great things about that. The power of community, shared experiences, fostering connections all across diverse backgrounds. And the Trifling Picnic was the launch point of that. It was designed then to launch this new organization, the Belonging Exchange, where individuals separately are not as quite as strong as they are when they come together. So a few things just to highlight in this episode, which I think are indicative of this entire 3-part series. Number one takeaway is the power
of diverse perspectives. Dr. Abdullah emphasized the importance of bringing together individuals from the various ethnic and social, economic, and spiritual backgrounds, and he argues that these gatherings enable people to share unique viewpoints, foster a more harmonious society, and he talks about, among other things, how ignorance often stems from a lack of interaction with diverse people. And so that makes events like the Trifling Picnic and then organizations like Belonging Exchange essential in breaking down barriers and promoting understanding. And another thing was this concept that we heard from Shauna Murphy about overcoming willful blindness. She introduced me, at least, to that concept to describe how people often overlook the talents, the contributions, the assets, if you will, of those around them. And she poignantly discussed the courage it takes to acknowledge these oversights and then the transformative potential of removing what she called the scales. And Shauna believes that creating connections can combat loneliness, which she described as an epidemic in society, and that events like the Trifling Picnic and organizations like the Belonging Exchange can help be transformative interactions. And then there's the community and the mutual support. And, Linda talked about that, and other guests who we had in this podcast, like Tom True and Jan True, talked about how events like this promote belonging and exchange because they can lead to meaningful collaborations and friendships. And Tom True talked about how a bottom-up approach to community building as opposed to a top-down one is much more effective in uncovering hidden talents and fostering genuine connections. And Linda was talking about how the community support came through to help her and she worked with on the Habitat Humanity home, which underscores the importance and the practical application of giving back to the community, in which it breaks a cycle of which creates a cycle of reciprocity that sustains community development. And so throughout these three episodes, I've been impressed about how people have shared the meaningfulness of community and the educational opportunities and the enhanced social services and the overall improvement in the quality of life, which is available to all people. So I just invite you to stay connected to what is happening with the Belonging Exchange. You can stay connecting by going to their website, belongingexchange.org, and find out more what this organization has to offer moving forward. But I think one of the best ways to encapsulate that is to say a word of thanks and just appreciation for the imaginative, heartfelt work and inspiration of Phil and Elaine Amerson, who, this is their foundation, this is their baby. They launched this program, which led to the Belonging Exchange, and it's their vision which cast it. So I just want to share with you one more time the vision that they shared, which I think is important for us to foster at this time and to reaffirm.
Well, for 10 years up to this year, we had a little picnic, and it's grown every year. We called it the Trifling Picnic. Just trifling means just time to play. And our family developed a family foundation called the Belonging Exchange. So in year 11, we're transitioning from the Trifling Picnic to the Belonging Exchange Picnic. This started really as a group of Methodists, United Methodist folks, and slowly it's expanded. And the mayor of Bloomington will be here, Carrie Thompson, a lot of other pastors and faith leaders, but we're hoping to have a good number of African American folks and Hispanic folks and of course Anglo folks, and just build bridges, discover a new friend in a stranger. So we're expecting about 190 people today, just a few of our friends
here.
I don't know a lot of the people, and that's great. Yeah. And so everyone's going to be encouraged to learn, to laugh, to engage, and to meet at least two people they didn't know before they came.
But we realized if we needed to make a little more concerted effort to involve more people and to make it known what it was about. So the Belonging Exchange is our family foundation that focuses on bringing people together
to understand one another, to live in community, be that right next door or a ways away. And that's the focus now, to get people to know one another they don't know. Hopefully they'll make some new friends today.
Indeed, Phil and Elaine Amerson are amazing people, and I'm happy to know them, and I know that many of you would join me in saying a great big huge thank you to Phil and Elaine Amerson for their leadership in creating this foundation, which created the Trifling Picnic, which has been a part of their lives for about 11 years now, and how that was not just a gathering, a social gathering of friends and people connected in their lives, but it led to something bigger and greater, and that is the Belonging Exchange. And I, for one, want to thank Phil and Elaine for allowing me to be some small part of it into the creating of this limited series podcast, which we hope has been helpful to you to gain some insights into the power of all the personalities which came into here, into this, for the music and for the people who shared. I say a great big thank you. It's been my pleasure to be a part of this podcast. And it seems to me, from where I am, I'm at, that this really could be the beginnings of a movement that matters. And I, for one, can't wait to see what happens next. Speaking for the founders of the Belonging Exchange, Phil and Elaine Amerson, I'm Brad Miller, encouraging you in the sure and perfect knowledge that indeed we belong and are better together.